jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender.
With Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me?
You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
It's the Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
My first guest tonight is one of the best-selling musical artists in the world. Her latest album, Queen, dropped on Friday. Please welcome Nicki Minaj.
Gosh, so nice to have you on.
It's so exciting to be here. I watch you all the time. I'm obsessed with you.
Wow.
I love you so much.
I'm so glad. I don't know why that comes as a surprise to me. You're funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're fast and you're funny.
Thank you.
And you've got a lot to be happy about these days because you just on Friday this album dropped right here.
Yes.
Congratulations. It's called Queen. That's a beautiful cover.
Thank you.
Can I ask, what is the inspiration for this cover?
Well, you know what? It's kind of like there's a warfare goddess you can look up, you can Google it. And so we took that like as an image and we worked with that and kind of built onto it and created this very angelic.
Yes.
Image
yes.
of me.
Regal. Very regal.
Very regal.
Very regal. Now, here's the thing. We are on CBS right now, and I am unclear as to how much of this cover will make it to air. And I'm not sure. Can you see it one more time, Jim? Let's go right here. I'm not sure what will be blurred, but I believe none of it should.
Amen.
This is what this is. This is beautiful. You're an artist.
That's
this is
right.
more art.
That's right.
Exactly. Would you blur the Venus de Milo? No.
Right. Would you blur the Mona Lisa?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't blur the Mona Lisa. Oh, that's a good Mona Lisa you just did. That's really good. I totally see it.
Thank you.
Well, you've got one of your songs, Barbie Dreams, okay, is getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Okay, which is, as songs should, get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
This one's getting a lot of attention for some of the famous men you call out in this. And you know in certain terms, describe reasons why these men would not be able to, as the kids say, get with you.
Right.
Okay? Drake, no. Drake, absolutely not. 50 Cent, no. Eminem, DJ Khaled, Meek Mill. But I noticed that I'm not on the list of men. It's pretty comprehensive.
Right.
It's a pretty comprehensive list. Mm-hmm. And I'm just curious that if I were to make the list, how might you inform me?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What signs might you drop about me?
I would say... Okay, I would say, I might Steven after the show. He gonna come back to work with a magical glow, but...
Broadcasting?
I wasn't done, Stephen.
All right.
And then the ending says, but when you see us, please don't stare. Just address me as Queen Nicki Colbert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's all downhill from here.
Are you married?
What?
Are you married?
Yes, I am. I'm married. I'm married, yeah.
Okay, shout out to her.
Okay, absolutely. Shout out to you, darling. It's all show business. Now, you, is there a form? I don't know where to go from here, actually. I just don't know what to do. I just don't want to pass this moment.
I know.
I just want to linger
so
here
good.
For
it's
so long.
It's such a good moment. It feels
yeah,
right.
It's so good. Has ever any of these people been mad at you for spitting fire at them?
I did get a call from one person. I'm not going to say who.
It was Drake.
No!
I'm just guessing.
It wasn't Drake. It was someone else.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got... Two people on that list approached me about it.
Like...
I'm not asking you to.
It was.
I'm not.
Come on.
I'm not telling you.
Okay. So what did they say? Were they mad or were they like, thank you for putting me on the list?
Well, only one person so far got a little irritated, but then I explained to him how much I love him and he understands now. And then one person, he was just laughing.
Like, ha ha ha, or
like that. Oh, yeah. He was like texting me, kind of like it was kind of like a mix between cursing me out and laughing at it. But I didn't know. I just kept putting like this crying face emoji so that it can like you know make things not as bad.
The crying, the laughing, the crying emoji. Yeah, exactly.
I figured that would like you know pacify him and it did.
Good. Are you? Do you have a form of music you listen to? Like, you have an artist you listen to that might surprise people?
I do, and every time I tell people this, they think I'm kidding, but I love Enya. I listen to her the most out of everyone. Yeah. So,
like... That is about as far away from rap as I can imagine a popular art form being.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you know what? It's so peaceful, and it helps me with, like, harmonies and just, like, sounds and stuff. So when I go in there, I don't... Like, I'm not a singer, but I'm a rapper, so I don't like to call people singers in to come and do, like, harmonies and backgrounds. So I just tap into my Enya knowledge, and I do
my inner Enya.
Mm-hmm.
She's like an elf.
I know.
Yeah. She's otherworldly. She's otherworldly. It's like you're in a spirit
I know she's
realm.
A recluse, too. I would love to meet her. I think
You've
she's...
never met Enya?
No, and I love her so much.
I want to make that happen. Can we make that happen?
Sure.
Thank you.
I don't know Enya. I don't know Enya.
I'm sure you don't.
I don't know her at all. Do you, people speculate about your life, like who you're seeing, other aspects. Are there, what's the craziest rumor you've heard about yourself?
One of the recent, well, I didn't know that this was an actual rumor until one time I posted a picture with my mother and someone, and people were saying, oh, she has the same nose. And I said, what the, if I was to get my nose done, it would not have this lump right here and it would not be pointy. I would get like the shorter one, like so, like kind of like a pig, like kind of like this and like pull it back. Because I've always been attracted to that kind of nose.
Your nose is perfect.
Thank you.
Your nose is absolutely perfect.
So shout out. But I just want to say, I don't care about anyone who gets their nose with. I'm just saying my nose has never been with.
At the 2016. This is an important thing that I've wanted to know the answer to for a couple years now. At the 2016 Time 100 Gala, you dedicated the song Anaconda, okay, to Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And you asked the crowd, which of those men likes the bigger butt? Did you ever find out? Do you know the answer between Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Who likes the big butts?
I could only assume, but I'm guessing here that it would be Biden for obvious reasons.
What is the I hesitate to ask Nicki Minaj, but what is the obvious reason that Joe Biden likes big butts and he cannot lie? Why is
this? Well, I mean, anytime a white person gets like the pass that they can be like invited to the cookout, that means they probably like big butts.
Oh, and he's permanently invited to the cookout.
He's permanently invited to the cookout
because
he showed love to, you know, our love, you know, Obama, and they worked so well together. And he also just seems so genuine. Mm-hmm. And I find that genuine men like big butts.
And you know what they say? I love a lobster, all the best meat in the tail. Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you know a good big butt when you see one?
Yes.
Do you like a juicy butt?
Yes.
Have you seen this one? Have you seen that one? Girl, give into it. Girl, give into it. Don't fight it. Don't fight the feeling. Okay. All right.
Did you just say girl give into it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. You're known for not only writing your own stuff, but writing just an incredible volume of material. Like, you rap fast, not
yes.
just... Do you remember the first lyrics that you wrote? Do you remember the first rhymes that you ever
yes,
wrote?
I've said this before.
It was
It was such a little stupid little rap. It goes, cookies the name, chocolate chip is the flavor. Suck up my style's like a cherry lifesaver.
And how old were you?
I was like 11, and I wanted to show the girl next door because she was like a good rapper and she thought she was so much better than me. So when she left, I went home and I wrote this little rap so I can like show her. And then I rang her bell and I started saying my rap and she just stood there like. Well, I knew she was just jealous.
Well, I know I couldn't do what you do. I could not do what you do, but I suspect you could do what I do. So I'm gonna read one of your lyrics. One of your lyrics right here. Okay, this is from LLC. And then here's a monologue joke that we had to cut the other night. No one's heard this one yet.
Okay, cool.
There's a monologue joke the other night. Do you the subject here? This is about the president there. Okay, so I'll do yours. Okay. I feel like I'm King Kong. Name still going ding dong. It's two girls getting more money and they don't rap, they sing songs. I stay with that pink on, pink furs and then pink thongs. Goons out if they blink wrong. Think hard,
but don't think long.
Okay, that was a roller coaster for me.
Wow.
That was a roller coaster for me.
Wow.
I'm not up to speed here. So
you gotta stay stuff on beat though. You can't really go. I stay with that pink gong.
I feel like I'm King Kong. Name still going ding dong. It's two girls getting more money. They don't rap, they sing songs.
Hey.
I stay with that pink on.
Okay.
Pink furs with them pink thongs.
Okay.
Goons out if they blink
hey,
on.
Hey,
think
hey,
hard, but don't
hey,
think long.
Hey. Okay, my joke is, well, I guess it's no surprise that Donald Trump isn't impressed by LeBron James, seeing as King James has 3 rings and Trump achieved that 2 divorces ago.
Boom.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic guest segments and interviews all week before we're back on May 2nd with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.